This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Iran's underground Natanz nuclear facility has lost power hours after announcing new advanced centrifuges capable of enriching uranium faster. The incident Sunday is the latest to strike the site amid negotiations over the tattered atomic accord with world powers. While Iranian officials investigated the outage, Israeli media widely offered the similar assessment that a cyber attack darkened Natanz and damaged a facility that's home to sensitive centrifuges. They offered no sources for their assessment. The head of Iran's civilian nuclear program called the blackout nuclear terrorism. Ali Akbar Salehi made the comments in a report published online by Iranian state television Sunday night. A preliminary tally says at least 82 people were killed in one day in Myanmar Friday. The deaths happening as a result of a crackdown by security forces on pro-democracy protesters. The death toll in Bago is the largest in one day and one city since March 14th, when just over 100 people were killed in Yangon. The Assistance Association for Political Prisoners is reporting the numbers. The online news site Myanmar Now also reported 82 people had been killed, citing an unnamed source involved with charity rescue. Myanmar Now and other local media say the bodies were collected by the military and dumped on the grounds of a Buddhist pagoda. Myanmar Now says residents in Taumu using rifles to ambush a military convoy, killing three soldiers. Meanwhile, Myanmar youth are fighting the junta's internet shutdown and information suppression with an explosive underground printed newsletter they're secretly distributing across communities. For 56 days straight, there have been internet outages in coup-hit Myanmar, according to the monitoring group NetBlocks. This is